get herself into. And Jim didn't, I wanted Jim, according to your counsel before and according to what I've been through and what I have to face and how I just don't feel that I have any more strength to take on anything else, I wanted him to say, Debbie, don't you ever talk to your mother like this again. Not as long as I live do I ever want to hear you talk to her again. And then, of course, she would have come back with a rebuttal, of which I hoped he would have said something like, if you can't respect and honor your mother and me, but especially your mother, then just please get out of the car. But he all he said was, Debbie, stop yelling. That's all he said. And I wanted him to stand up for me so desperately because of how his family has treated me in the last 35 years and the cancer and everything, that I've just gotten sick because I couldn't take anymore. So then we start home, and it's like I just started crying because I just thought, I can't take any more of this family. And he just sits there, and he does nothing. He'll say, like, one time, you're right. And I said, Jim, you promised Josh that you and Kimberly that you would stand up for me if I was ever attacked again. And he just doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. And then when he doesn't say anything, what do I do? Just like most women, I escalate. And I said at that point, and I have been guilty of it before, I have, ashamed to say and been disgusted with myself, that I have reached over and just smacked him on the arm or something. Well, I thought this time, I thought, no, you devil, you're not going to pull me down that far. I'm not doing that. And I just kept crying, and I said, Jim, you know, I just want to clobber you. What is wrong with you? If you don't love me, just leave. And if you do, stand up for me. I said, God hates this lukewarm demeanor. He hates it. Just get some fire or some passion for me, or just leave. And then I said, I just don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. And I actually did call a divorce lawyer a couple weeks ago, and they called me back, and the lady was very kind. And, of course, by then, it's not what I want to do, so I softened, and I don't want to go through that. But I said, Jim, I can't take anymore. You just sit there, and you don't support me, and you don't say anything. You don't do anything. And that's basically it. I just feel like I don't, it's not one surgery, it's three different surgeries if I want to have this thing fixed. And it's either that or I live the rest of my life and like this, and I feel so terrible about myself. And it never should have happened to me. If he'd gone to his family 30 years ago, and when his family told me these horrible things about myself, that I'd ruined our children that I was devoted to, I would have laid down my life for. I did lay down my life for, and I just didn't get any honor or respect. I mean, he put, we've been through this before, so I don't want to go through it again, but I mean, he put his sister-in-law and husband, their well-being before me. It's just like, I'm tired of being just disregarded and disrespected. And when are these men going to understand that they wouldn't like to be treated like this? Like I told you before, 2 years ago at the beach when Brittany came to Charleston, when we lived there, and she made fun of Jim's bathing suit, I didn't miss a heartbeat. I said, Brittany, do not talk to your pop-up like that. He's your pop-up, and you won't talk to him like that. And she just got real meek and humble and apologized to him, and that was it. So if I'm just a girl, and he's supposed to be a man, why can't he do that for me? Why can't men understand that they are literally killing us? I have had 35 years of my life destroyed. I was finally, after growing up in an abusive environment and somehow making it through college, I was a happy, confident, productive person. And what makes me so angry is that I would, and like most people on this line and most women, we would give the shirt off of our backs to help someone else, including our husbands. So why, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, can't they do it for us? Why can't they do it for us? And I don't mean to mention anyone else, but Diane, but I'm going to, because I felt her pain the other night. There are lots of men who do cooking, including you, Josh. And if her husband had prepared the food for a week, and she and some other lady were sitting out there in chairs, and two guys walked by in skimpy little whatever, and they, whether they meant it in their heart or not, had been there just like, just laughing or just having fun. You can't tell me that if a guy walked out and saw his wife doing that, he has feelings too. We all have feelings, and if we would all just follow the golden rule that Jesus gave us to do unto others as we would have others do unto you. My husband needs me. He told me that once. Men need us. And if our daughter ever called my husband what my daughter has called me in the past, call me an itch and everything else, I would not have stood for it. I would not have stood for the abuse that she has given me. I wouldn't have stood for it. And I've just reached a point that if my husband doesn't start to go out on a limb for me and treat me with a little passion and fire underneath of him, I don't want to be here anymore. And I don't mean I just don't want to be here in this marriage anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I am sick of living a second and third class life and existence. I am tired. I am tired of being mistreated by my family. And I know a lot of other people are too. I am tired of it. What in the world is it, I told Jim, like Kimberly said once, what is it going to take to get you to see the light? What is it going to take to get you to stand up and be a man? I'm sorry I rambled on, but I've really had it. Oh, and the doctor last week says, oh, we can take tissue because I have to get a tissue transplant. The implants don't work anymore for me. He said, we can slit a boomerang slice out of her back. And then he looks at my husband. Oh, I don't think you'd care, would you? You seem to like your wife. Well, I've got news for everybody. This is my body, and I am not having my back slit up to fix my front. I'm not doing that. I'll die first. I am not having a piece of tissue slid under my arm, not cut it out and move it around on the top of the surface. I'm talking about dragging it under the arm with all the blood vessels and all attached, and then have it sewn to my front. And all of this could have been avoided if my husband had said to his brother and sister-in-law, you will not talk to my wife that way. You will not tell my wife that she's ruined our children. She's a wonderful wife. She's my wife. She's a wonderful mother. And besides that, it is none of your blank business. And stood up and did a man. It traumatized me. It traumatized me. And I went into a severe state of despondency. And 6 months later, the cancer was found. And I know without a shadow of doubt, that's why I got sick, without a shadow of doubt, it is positively despicable. It is despicable. It is despicable that men do not honor their wives and love them properly. And if there's anyone else listening, if you want to see your wife go through this hell, then keep it up. And if you want her to enjoy the life that Jesus died to give her, he went to a cross for us too, not just for you men. He went and he hung on a cross for women. Women are the ones who bear the children. Every man should have to bring a child into this world. Then he wouldn't have such a high and mighty attitude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm really angry.
No.
I'm really angry.
Don't be sorry. That was.
And I'm not just angry for myself either. I'm angry for Diane. I'm angry for Neil. I'm angry for all the women who got their lives ruined because people just refused to honor us. I'm just really angry.